Hey, welcome to Intentional Living Center. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson here live at 888-888-1717. We believe that when we live intentionally bold in our lives, we stretch, we do the next right one thing, we do what God has called us to do, our lives are better, more happiness, more peace, less stress. We've seen it. I know it works. Intentional Living is here to help you today. And it seems like we're going to get started with our first caller right in the area of singleness. Maybe you're a single man or woman, maybe single by choice, single not by choice, maybe young or old. But Ariel's got a question for me from our comment line, and we want you to check in if you're single today with your best advice. Ready to go? Let's go to our first call.
Hi, this is Ariel, and I actually had a question about the intentional living singles friends. I have unchristian friends, and I was wondering what good boundaries to set in place when they want to go out and drink. And I mean, I want to hang out with them, but I was wondering what are good boundaries to show them love and still have a good time with them, I suppose.
All right, great question. Ariel, listen, the phone line is open. Can you help Ariel? She's a single sister for you there. Maybe you can relate and you want to call. How do you put boundaries in place? What advice do you have as a single person on living an intentional life in Christ? 888-888-1717 is the phone number. 888-888-1717. I will say this. The first step, we call them bold moves. You know, the first bold move you need to make if you want to live an intentional life is make a decision, decide what kind of life you want. If you want to have a life that's going to honor Christ and you're a single person, if you make the decision, it becomes the first step in the process of living intentionally. The fact that you're asking the question, what I hear, Ariel, from my perspective at least, and others will weigh in to help you and share some advice as well. But what I hear is the fact that you're asking the question, the fact that you even have to ask it shows that you're concerned about maybe how you're connecting with your friends. If you have to compromise your own values or go to places that you don't feel comfortable with just to get along, in the long term, if you don't put the boundaries in place for yourself and you violate your own conscience, that's going to become sin to you. And so we'll just open the phone lines and let some single folks come in here and weigh in. How do you set boundaries? What advice do you have in general, maybe as a single person, that you find really help you to live an intentional life in Christ? That's what we're about here. 888-888-1717 is the phone number, and we'll be back with your calls here in just a couple minutes.
Who's your favorite?
Huh?
Who's your favorite?
Oh, you, of course.
And who's your favorite?
I said you.
What?
You asked me who's my favorite. It's you.
Thanks, but I was just adding some favorites to the web browser.
Okay, well, I have another for you. It's theintentionallife.com.
Oh, yeah, I love them.
Yep, you can listen on demand, keyword search the program archives, shop the online store, connect to social, and even get freebies.
Theintentionallife.com, my favorite.
What is the purpose of work? Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. The scripture says, don't just do what you do to get by, but work heartily as Christ's servants, doing what God wants you to do. Work with a smile on your face, always keeping in mind that no matter who happens to be giving the orders, you're really serving God. That's a great reminder from Ephesians chapter 6. So what's the purpose of work? Well, the purpose beyond providing for our family and looking to the future and paying bills, it's to glorify God. You know, you're going to find through intentional living and reading scripture that everything we do is really the purpose of giving glory to God. So as you go off to work today, remember you're working for God. You're not working for the boss. You're working for God. And when you do that and give Him glory, that's intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
You know, the Intentional Living Minute is heard every day on the radio, of course, and heard online around the world. But we also put a video version of that, where you can see my smiley face, recorded right here in the studio, in fact, on video, 60 seconds every day. And if you're on Facebook, if you're still on Facebook, in Facebook, hey, listen, if you come to our page and you like our page, it'll show up in your news feed every morning, Monday through Friday. 60 seconds, just encouraging you for the day. So come on over to facebook.com/intentionalliving. You know, we're here in the middle of the month. In fact, we're past the middle of the month now of June. This is our last month in the year, fiscal year, for the ministry. And as I look at the report, because we are very intentional, we don't borrow money. We use all the support to go back to impact people for Christ. And I'll just let me lay it out. I looked at the numbers. We're at 95% right now of the budget need for the year. Just 5% to go. And that's a stretch because we only, well, 95%, do the math, you know, we only have a couple weeks left. So can I ask you to do something bold and intentional in your life? And that's to help us close out this year strong. Your very best gift will be so appreciated. And to help you do that, to encourage you, we'd like to send to you from our Intentional Living Center, from our Art That Speaks to You series, the Finish Strong watercolor print. It's painted by my wife, Donna. Beautiful painting. Hangs here in the studio and at our home. And we're going to send you a print. It's 16 by 20, ready to be framed, Finishing Strong. And it's a beautiful painting of a tree where you can just picture the roots going deep into the ground with the beautiful colors. It was from one of the pictures that my wife took, and she's painted this and wants to share it with you, and she'll autograph it. But on it are the 10 things that I believe are statements about you need to have and I need to have at the end of our lives to look back and say, these are the 10 things that really helped me finish strong in my life. It's our gift to you. We'll get it to you when you share your best gift today. Please help us in these remaining hours of our fiscal year. You can go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or, and when you're there, by the way, click on donate, or you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, okay? Hey, listen, you maybe just tuned in. We've got calls really coming in. We're going to get on the air, but first I want, if you missed it, Ariel left this question on our comment line. She's really wanting to know how to put some boundaries in place for her singleness. Take a listen.
Ariel, and I actually had a question about the intentional living singles friends. I have unchristian friends, and I was wondering what good boundaries to set in place when they want to go out and drink. And I mean, I want to hang out with them, but I was wondering what are good boundaries to show them love and still have a good time with them, I suppose.
All right. You suppose. That's interesting. A little bit of a question mark on the end there, Ariel. I will say this. We're going to get a lot of calls on here, and you may not agree with everything you hear. But I will say this. Whatever boundaries you put in place, you need to make sure you're clear on what they are and why you got them and where you got them from. And for me, you know, it'd be biblically based. And then you live with them. Because whenever you step over a boundary that you have put in place, you violate your own conscience, and that becomes sin to you. All right, Bethany's in Arizona. What do you think, Bethany? What did you say to Ariel?
I would like to tell Ariel that I feel like you can still go out with those friends because we need to reach outside the church walls. And when you go and just be yourself, if they're drinking, you don't have to drink because there might be somebody that has an addiction or something that they might look at you and see, wow, she's not drinking, but she can still have a good time and be herself. But yet, don't push them out, but embrace them, because we're all in the world, but you don't have to be of the world. So your light shining through and embracing them and meeting them where they're at on their journey might be their turning point in life instead of being critical and judgmental. So just doing life together, they may not have values that you condone or aren't biblically lined up, but the more you love on them and show them what Christ's love is, that's unconditional, and seeing through people's sinful nature, just embrace them and meet them where they're at and walk it out with them.
Is this how you've lived your life? Are you single, by the way, Bethany?
I am single now, divorced. I choose not to date because there is a lot of brokenness in the world, so instead of dating, I kind of channel that into a situation like Ariel says, you know, meeting people where they're at, doing life together. None of us are perfect. It's a constant journey every day. So sometimes when you're out there serving, it helps you focus on what really needs to be focused on, and then it helps it's kind of a ministry also to yourself to help with any past hang-ups or hurts or just the struggle or just reaching out like she is on the radio station. I think that's amazing because then we all can, you know, connect together. It's like small groups.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Just emphasize small groups. And that way then she doesn't feel so alone because somebody is dealing with the same struggle that you are at some point in your journey. So I think it's real important that we have these topics, we discuss them, we give our views, but like you said, people may not agree, but it's okay to agree to disagree as well. As long as everything lines up biblically at the end of the day and you set healthy boundaries, it'll all work out in the end.
That's good. Thank you, Bethany. Talking about dating, you've chosen not to, to date. Sarah called in from New Mexico with some advice along that same line.
Hi, Dr. Randy. I was given the best advice when I was single from my pastor at church, and he advised me to write a list of qualities that I want in a spouse. So when I'm dating somebody or when I was dating somebody, I could check them to that list. And he said, you know, do they need to meet every quality on your list? No. But should they meet at the top three? Yes. Like, it's a good idea. So if you're dating somebody who doesn't meet those qualities, you know, not to waste your time with that person. And I would also say, too, to pray that God helps you become the best woman for the man you're praying for. 2 months after I got that advice from my preacher and I wrote my list, I met my husband. And he not only meets my qualities, he exceeds my qualities. And I have to tell you, after meeting him, it made me realize kind of the doubt I had in my heart about God finding somebody for me to meet those qualities, and he did. He's a good God.
Amen to that. Thanks, Sarah. Hey, what advice would you have for Ariel? The comment on the line about boundaries, or what is the best advice you've received as a single? 888-888-1717 is the number right here into the Intentional Living studio, and Rudy got through from Arizona. Rudy, go right ahead.
Hi, Dr. Randy. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Hey, you know what? I've been listening to you guys for such a long time. You've been a blessing. I am a monthly supporter, but this is the first time I've called in.
Well, thank you for calling. Appreciate your support as well.
Hey, you bet. You're a blessing. Now, I've been single for 10 years. And, you know, I work in the Phoenix Valley selling air conditioning for a living. Oftentimes,
which is a good business in Phoenix in June and July, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, oftentimes I find myself in a sales situation with women. A lot of times they're the ones that are home during the day. They're the ones that are conducting the transaction. Some of the times, you know, I get compliments or questions start to get personal, start to stray from my normal sales path. And I recognize that right away. And I intentionally cut that off immediately. I don't give any opportunity. I immediately cut that off. I either will say I'm flattered, thank you. You know, I'm involved in a relationship. Unless it goes further, I usually don't say I'm in a relationship with Christ because it's a professional setting. But if it does happen to come up, you know, I will explain it to them. And one thing is I used to be, you know, probably like a lot of young men, you know, thinking about myself, thinking about, you know, I wasn't a good match. It took God to really bring me to where I am today, and I believe he's finally made me the right person for somebody, and when it's time, he'll present that somebody to me. I imagine it'll be through my church, but I don't go seeking. I don't go trying to get ahead of God. Just keep following his plan. Keep praying, and if something comes up, you got to jump on it right away. You got to be intentional. You cannot give the enemy a foothold.
See, what you've done, though, Rudy, I think it's important to reinforce this. You made a decision before you ever went into that house, ever before you got up, dressed in the morning and go to work, is you made a decision that you put some healthy boundaries in place, biblical boundaries, things that are important to you. You know how you're going to respond in a situation with a person of the opposite sex in their home that may start to stray from where you want it to go. In other words, you have prepared yourself. You've made that decision. Here's what happens. The reason so many of us get into trouble in life, not in just this area, but in any area, it could be financial or health or whatever, we didn't make the decision in advance. We've got to make the decision before we have to make the decision. It's the big decision that makes the difference. If the big decision is this is the way I'm going to live and this is how I'm going to respond in this situation, then when you're in that house, like Rudy talks about, or when you have to make a decision about money, or if you have to make a decision at work, you've made the big decision in advance. So for single people today, I think Rudy's a reminder. As a single guy, listen, make the decision in advance and have that strategy in place so you know how you're going to respond when it pops up. Okay. Thank you, Rudy. Very good. Let's go to Barry, who's in, in Texas, single guy. Hey, Barry, welcome to the program.
Hello, Dr. Randy. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What would you say to Ariel? You want to talk about boundaries?
Yes, sir. I've been single for right at 12 years, and part of my dynamic is I ended up custody of my my son, who's nearly 12, at 4 months old.
Mm.
Now, as far as I didn't want to be single, wanted to be married, and I wanted to give her advice because it is very, very emotional when you get lonely. It's such an impact on your life, and we're not sitting here judging other people. I have a lot of friends, and that they like to go out and have a good time, and people's always saying, how come you don't ever get out? You need to get out and do things. Well, being in a sales role, I'm around people all day, but I'm very dedicated also to my son and my example to him. But also I have to look at the devil knows single weaknesses is insane. Mm. I've kind of started surrounding myself around more married couples that are really godly people that invite me to things when we go to lunch or maybe a dinner or something like that. I'm not saying it's wrong to go out and go with a group of people for them to have drinks and you don't drink. But at the same time, there's this stigma that Christians are holy rollers and they're too good. And I've had that happen. And it does hurt our feelings. And we do cherish friendships, of course. It doesn't mean we have to cut them loose. But sometimes in our life, we have to pray and ask God to remove people from our lives that's not supposed to be in our lives. And God, bring people that's supposed to be in our lives to help me be better, to iron sharpens iron. Because, yeah, man, I tell you, being single, the temptations as a man and as a woman, whether you're single, whether you're married, married people show up at those things too. And it just, to me, it opens up a lot of instances, mm-hmm, where things could go wrong. And I choose, and I choose to be happy. Yes, I do get lonely. Of course I do. But trying to keep my witness and my accountability to my church family, my Sunday school class, and staying in a lot of prayer,
mm-hmm,
'cause it's huge.
Well, you've also done, Barry, is you set the focus on taking care of your 12-year-old son. And, you know, I've been around this, I've been around this tree a long time and dealing with people. And I've seen people who they get out of a relationship or they're single, and they're looking for companionship. They're looking to reconnect. And in the process, they look back later and say, man, I should have stayed focused on taking care of my kids, raising my kids, taking care of those priorities, putting those things first, and setting aside some of these desires and needs that I have in my life down the road. And so, you know, Barry, there are probably people listening saying, come on, man, I mean, you're a Christian. You can deal with this. But you've set a priority in your life to say, look, I'm going to put some guardrails in place and put some boundaries in place. It's the way Barry chooses to live. And he's putting the focus on his 12-year-old son. And here's what I think, Barry. You're going to look back someday and say, hey, I don't have any regrets. That's the way I look at it. It sounds to me like you've made a decision. You've decluttered your life of some things that may be holding you back in other, or could hold you back in other areas. And you're living out the plan that God has for you. That's
absolutely
what I hear.
And, you know, as far as getting, you know, lonely, you know, there's people say, why don't you get on a dating site? And you can meet single Christians at a certain place or go to church to meet people. I get that. And I have the same desires as any man or woman does, whether I'm a human being. But I have to make sure I keep that in check because I do not want to let God down first. Because if I want his will in my life and I'm praying for others in my Sunday school class or my church or people that's in need, I want to be in the will of God and be a great example. And some of these people that were out drinking, I turned them down. And I thought, oh, my gosh, they're never going to call me again. I said, hey, don't give up on me. You know, keep calling and asking me. But the thing about it is I want to be an example. And some of those people have called me just out of blue, blew my mind and said, hey, can I talk to you? Can I ask you to pray about something? And it just blew my mind because of my stance. Yes, I want to go out. Yes, I want to be around people. I could get a babysitter. I could go out and do things. But, man, I'm finding contentment in other areas of my life, whether it's my career, my son, my church, prayer life, my devotionals. And believe me, it's not always easy.
That's true. Okay, Barry, thanks for your call from Texas, my friend. Quick break. We'll be back talking singles. You got input for Ariel, wants to know how to set boundaries as a single person, or what's the best advice you've received. Love to have you call 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
At the moment that we get a realization that there's something revealed in our minds or our hearts, and if we're in a quiet place and we're really listening and paying attention, we have one of two choices at that moment. You have the choice to either act on that aha moment, that realization, or you have the option to not act. And here's a fact, both of them are choices.
Boy, that's true. Aha moments, they can change your life. If you're aware of them, you're mindful of the moment, taking advantage of the moment, learn from the moment. It's the teaching this month for members. We just received ours at our home, so members, you should be receiving yours here in the next day or two if you haven't. And by the way, when you become a new member of Intentional Living, and if you ask for it, a brand new teaching will come to you each and every month as a way of saying thanks. Just about 35, 40 minutes of on CD of teaching to encourage you. Thank you for your support. And here in June, helping us close out this month strong. Thank you. In addition, as you become a new member or you share an additional love gift this month and you request it, we're going to send you the Finishing Strong 16 by 20 watercolor print done by my wife, Donna, with these 10, what I call statements of how to finish strong. Statements that you can look at every day. Put it on the wall in your office or your home, and as a reminder of the things that you've done, such as I left a godly heritage for the next generation. Boy, that's a sign, isn't it? Or I loved people and used things. Or I was confident of my relationship with Christ. I honored God in each essential area of life. And each of these statements, just to reinforce your day, to encourage you on your journey. We'll have it autographed by my wife, Donna, who painted the original painting. And it's our gift to you, this print, as a way of saying thanks for your best gift to help us close out our fiscal year. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on donate or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717 is the phone number. And I thank you in advance for helping us finish strong in these last several days of our fiscal year here in June, wrapping up our year. You know, today we started with Ariel, who called, talked about boundaries, wants to know how to set Christian boundaries with friends, how to be a Christian in friendships with non-Christians as a single person, and knowing some of the challenges that single people face, was looking for help. And you're welcome to join in to help her, or maybe simply share here. Here's the best advice I ever received as a single man or woman. What was it that you would share with others here and around the world? Give us a call, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Kenny from Texas, go right ahead.
My word of encouragement is to be patient, you know, because when the more desperate you are, the more the devil's going to use deceiving disguises. He's the master of all disguises and deceits. To put somebody into your life that's not meant for you. It's happened to me 4 times in a row. I talked to this girl, Maria, on the phone for almost 4 years, thought it was the perfect one, and went down there finally, and it turned out to be a disaster. I went down there twice in a row, and it was the same thing. And, you know, with me being single for as long as I have, you know, I lose my mind every now and then. I start going crazy. It's hard.
Mm. Okay, my friend. Listen, let's add you to the list of help today. Maybe you have some help for Kenny as well. Maybe you felt desperate in your life and not having a relationship or not being where you thought you would be at this point in your life. What would you say to Kenny as well? We'll leave the lines open. I'll tell you what, we're going to wrap up the show here in a couple minutes, but we're going to record for a later date. So come on in and join us. 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. On our website, I have a list of the top 10, well, really the top 10 reasons not to get married if you're a single person. They're not to discourage marriage, but to encourage you to think about these before you do. I won't share all 10, but let me give you a few, and the rest will be online. Number one, don't marry if you're unwilling to put the needs of another person above your own. Marrying when you are a selfish person or married to a totally selfish person doesn't work. It's not a 50-50 arrangement. The reality is, in marriage, there'll be times you're going to have to give 100%. There's going to be times the other person, your spouse, will have to give 100%. It's a part of the give and take of an unselfish relationship. Number two, don't marry if you're easily offended, if you carry grudges, and are unwilling to forgive. In order for a marriage to work, there has to be an opportunity to forgive. Because I can tell you right now, being married for many, many years, there's times where Donna's had to forgive me, and I've had to forgive her. It's part of the process. It's part of the dance of making a marriage work. So if you're if you carry on with the grudges and you hold them in the back pocket, or you're easily offended or unwilling to forgive, don't get married. If you're an abusive person, mentally, emotionally, or physically, obviously don't get married. If you're unwilling to commit, if that's hard for you to make a commitment and stick with it, don't get married. And then here's a fifth one of the top 10. If you have an unresolved addiction problem in your life, please don't get married until you deal with that in your life. All the rest of the list, you'll find it on our website under the Intentionals. And we're going to continue our discussion. If you have input for Ariel or for Kenny or the best advice you've received on being single to help others, give us a call, 888-888-1717. Again, intentional living starts with making a decision. I encourage you today to make a bold decision of how you intend to live your life. That's intentional living. I'm Randy Carlson for our entire team. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.